Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Team Broadcasting.
Here on Team Broadcasting and Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host. First of all, let me stop right there. Aloysius, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, let's go back to it. I am your co-host, Christopher Drake. God, Lord. Strong Kool-Aid. I'm your co-host, Christopher Tracy. And I'm joined tonight, as I am each and every Tuesday night, live by the Honorable Deacon Aloysius, forever love. Aloysius, how are things?
Cold. Weather's good, you know. Apparently, it's going to be cold all week. It's, I think about 35 degrees, or going toward 35 degrees for the rest of the week, basically. But other than that, it's, you know,
dude,
it is snowed. What it is.
It snowed in, it snowed in Milwaukee today. Did y'all get any lake effect?
We did not.
Man.
Well, it's been dreary for the past couple of days, so I wouldn't put it past tomorrow.
Who's tomorrow?
What is tomorrow?
Who is tomorrow? You said you wouldn't put it past him.
Well, you know. Tomorrow is the lady that I long for.
Yes. She's coming.
Yeah, as the pimp said, that's the bitch I don't have. That's the one I need. So.
Side of that thing.
That's right.
Okay, so, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I mean, that's just the same old, same old.
Well. Have you ever heard of Glide?
When you slowly enter the vagina, or as Mr. Shirley would say, get me hip. You know, let me know what's going on with it.
We need to talk about him.
I was a cool dude, man. He is a cool dude.
He still is. But was he pimpish?
I'm gonna assume that he kind of was, yes. I mean, he gave me a great outlook, a great pimpish outlook on life.
On the ladies.
I mean, yeah.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. And I do appreciate it. A high five to Mr. Shirley.
Yeah.
I'm back at you, you know.
Baby boy.
That's right. In fact, I think he kind of squeezed me and one of my girlfriends together at a particular point. He kind of fronted us in class because he caught her making the eyes at me. And, you know, it only took him a second. And it's like, well, maybe you guys need to be sitting a little bit closer since she's already in your face, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know what that means, dude. He was not a hater. He was a helper. He was a congratulator.
Yes, he was. He definitely was.
Boss lady has been acting very strange lately. She started cooking dinner and shit. Like she works at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Like it ain't no normal shit. It's like cuisine.
Well, that's probably a part of her life that she's been missing for a while that she had to, you know, get in touch with.
Mm-hmm.
It's a possibility. I'm not for sure. Maybe she wants to try something different, you know, spice it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll be on the lookout for that.
I'm going to give you the positive right now, and then I'll give you the negative later on. So.
Her or you? You going to clue me in on what the negatives is?
I guess the negatives would be maybe she's interested in somebody else and she's trying on different flavors to see if men like that.
Yep. Exactly. That's what I would have said. Shit. Boss lady! Boss lady!
What nigga you trying to impress?
What nigga you trying to impress? What nigga are you trying? I said nigga like. What nigga are you trying to impress?
You said like Rudy Ray Moore. Well, she's probably in her own zone in the kitchen right now, ain't no telling. But 9 times out of 10, she's just trying to connect with parts of herself that she has forgotten.
Now you're spinning it, but that's not what we would have said to anybody else who called the show.
Well, that's true, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everything is a possibility. You know, there are different variables in life, so. Let's talk about this variable. I've noticed here, although they got to be late teens, early 20s, male and female black people, low afro, no hair oil. So their hair is extremely coily. I want to say extremely knotty, nappy, not, and no oil in it. So it's dry as hell. Okay?
Damn, fire hazard.
And like I said, it's not just guys, it's girls. Okay. And that shit looks so fucking horrible. It's like they don't have any fucking self-respect. You know what I mean? That's where your brain is, and you don't want to, you know, keep it together. I don't understand it. And shit is nappy than a motherfucker.
So why are they doing it? What is
I have no
clue. Is it some kind of Afrocentric shit that's not really Afrocentric?
Yeah, it definitely isn't. I mean, they took care of their shit back in the day.
Exactly.
You know,
I remember in college when you took care of your hair. You were natural. You took care of your hair.
All the time.
Shit on it. Beeswax.
You know, that's because, you know, that, like I said, that's where your brain is. I mean, how can you not take care of that portion of your body?
Damn right.
Yeah. You know. But these people over here, they don't give no fuck. Yeah.
Not one.
They just come, just come outside with the hair nappy and it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. I mean, little dudes, I mean, that shit is just so horrible. It really is.
Is somebody
saying
hi?
My daughter and her friend just stepped in for a second. They're leaving out. They just had to speak.
Say hello. Hello to them.
Choco said hi, girls.
That's right. The Godfather!
Hello. Actually, they said hi.
So, let me see. Look, so give me some current affairs news. What's going on up there? We got a lot of good topics tonight.
Current affairs here? I don't know. Everybody's a stranger shit here. It's just cold as hell. That's about it. Well, it's not really that cold now, but, you know, it's
this
like
damn cold snap that just came through. It's kind of crazy because I was up there this weekend in Milwaukee, and it was pretty straight. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole thing, when I hear people talking about sleet and snow, I'm like, what?
Yeah, but I mean, like the dude told, like about five or six people have told me today, it's Michigan. What the fuck did you expect? And you know what I mean. So there you go. And so the upper states, that's what they, you know, that's what you expect.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's going to be like hot as hell in about 2 months, and then we're going to be like, where did the cold go? So.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm getting a host of African and Indian women on my different websites now that are friending me.
Well, this is where I get to say ask one of my all-time favorite and classic questions. I love when I get the opportunity to ask this question here. This is about the fourth or fifth time in my life. So here it goes. When you say Indian, do you mean red dot Indian or...
Exactly. Hindu, Arab Indian.
Eastern Indian.
Eastern Indian. There you go. Yes.
So, okay. So you're getting some. They would. They, you know what? They're into spiritualism. So your poetry, your spoken word. I could see that where that would appeal to them.
I take that.
Now, would you ever put a little Bollywood in your life?
Yes, I would. Yes, the fuck I would. In fact, I've been talking to this one girl on another website, and she is in... where is she? Well, she's over there, one of the more expensive parts, and she wants me to come out there and show me her... different area. Where is it that they just built the hotel on the they built the island and then built the hotel on it? Damn, where is
Dubai?
It? Yeah, Dubai. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So she's off there. I think like her husband just died or some shit like that. And,
hey, we can do that shit. Yeah. I'm going in September, so clear your schedule for September. I'll find out.
I'll talk to her and see what's going on with that.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, that you know, I was telling myself that that would be a good thing to do. You know, just check it out.
You can't do shit with it though. Wait for you to get locked up, having premarital sex or fornicating in an Islamic state.
Yeah. So I'll have to bring her to Africa or some shit like that, or China. And fuck the shit out of her and then take her back or whatever. But I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she's really digging me for some reason. Well, for obvious reasons, I guess. But to me, I'm saying for some reasons. And she wants to go further, but, you know, I am extremely cautious about shit like that. So I don't know.
How do you know she's a real person and that you're not being catfished?
That would be a good thing, too. She sent different pictures, but I guess the next thing would be the video. So she's actually saying my name, and I actually, you know,
mm-hmm.
I actually get a sense of vibrations and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's leading to, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not... Like I said, though, I'm not for sure, you know. But I've been fuck threatened, you know, since I said something about going back to Selma, and it's just crazy.
When I saw you post that, I said, well, here it comes, all the damn fuck appointments.
And I'm trying not to do that. You know what I mean? I intended to see my family. That was the goal. I didn't say for a long period of time, you know, but I want to see my family and, you know, check them out for a moment. And it'll go from there, but bitches talking about fucking me before I put my bags in the house, you know, before I get out of the car, and fucking me on the trunk of the car and shit. And I'm like, okay, you know, you can stop all that shit, you know. And, you know, the more I say stop, the more they're like, oh, I'm for real, you know. And I'm like, no, you're not, because it's not going to happen.
Could be like old time.
Yeah, I know. And that's what bothers me a little bit too, though. You know
why? Why is that?
Experience was this, you know, chick said she was in for me. She was cool. Went to her crib, which I later found out was her and her man's crib, who was in jail. And and when I say later, I mean later on that day. Apparently, he got out of jail that day, and he came to the house. And we had just finished having sex, and he beat her ass from the back, from the kitchen table to the front door, basically.
Why? Where were you while he was beating her ass?
I started sitting in the living room on the couch. You know, because I wasn't thinking that he was going. First of all, I didn't know who the fuck he was. Well, I knew who he was. I didn't know who he was in relationship to her. You know, so I'm thinking maybe a cousin, maybe a friend. He's just popping over. And then it was bitch this, bitch that. And what the fuck is your problem? Yada, yada, yada. My house, you know. And he grabbed her and smacked her. And that's when you uncross your legs, you know, and you kind of tense up for a second, and you're like, oh, shit.
I ain't got to go home, but I got to get the hell out of here.
Exactly, yeah, it's time to make other arrangements. And I did, for whatever it was worth, I did say, hey, it was nothing serious, nothing really happened, you know, you don't have to take it out on her, she's cool people. And he said, fuck what you talking about, bro. And he balled up his fist and he hit her on the side of her head.
Pinky to thumb or pointing finger to pinky? Which way did he ball?
Thumb overlapping all other fingers. Yeah. And the square of his fist hit her. Okay, the knuckle to finger area, you know, kind of hit her shit. And it rocked her because she went straight to the ground screaming, no, don't do this. I'm tired of your shit and all this other shit. And I took my beer. I took that last sip, that last big gulp, as they say. And I went to the door, and I was like, well, I got to go. You know, and I left, and he was still, you know, they were still fighting when I left, basically. And at some point, she did get up and fought, you know, she did fight back, but it wasn't when I was, like, right there watching, you know.
You caught it. Caught it at the corner of your eye as you were walking away.
Yeah, and I kept it pimping, you know, I kept it pushing, so.
I venture to say that whatever pleasure she had from being intimate or sharing that moment of tenderness with you disappeared kind of quickly.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think I saw her a couple of times after that. She smiled, waved, and we talked briefly. But, yeah, I imagine that at that particular moment it did, like, it all went away. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, she stepped into what the fuck world, you know. So.
But you know what? When those situations occur, well, let me just say it like I want to say it. a leopard is not going to change his spots. I bet she was doing the same shit. Let me just ask you this. Did you fuck her again any other time? Any other
love?
I bet
actually,
she fucked somebody else.
Yeah, she's probably fucking somebody else. But, you know, I had to move on. I had to go to other shit, man. Other people, other bitches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be caught up in that situation again, you know.
No. No. You got to stay away from the killer pussy. You don't want to be in a situation that could get you caught up.
No, I don't.
Trojans don't protect everything.
No. You're right.
Okay, so we are going to take a very, very short break, only because people like Vanessa call in after the show's already started, and they always miss the intros. So what I've decided to do is do a short little break, and then we'll play the intro, and we'll come right back. A little highlight from a previous episode of the Lonely Hearts Cafe. By the way, what's her name? Nikki. I think that's her name. Yeah, Nikki from Fort Myers. Remember the whole NJ and Nikki thing? Okay, so Nikki from Fort Myers, she says, she was asking me about Glide, and she said, yes, indeed, Glide is a lubricant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't know why I asked randomly, but here we go. So, commercial break. Or short break, and then we'll come right back. Are you a business owner looking to grow your business or to expand your brand? Well, here's your opportunity to partner with the hottest relationship show on the web, The Lonely Hearts Cafe, on Team Broadcasting. For more information, call 334-505-1940. Let us help you expand your brand.
We got some things basically that I fuck every bitch that I've been with since, 14 or 15. Which is probably true, but it's not like this long list. Okay, it may be a lengthy list, but it's not like too much.
Aloysius?
Yes, sir.
You didn't hear a word I said, did you?
Nope.
I've been talking for 20 seconds with the damn shit on mute.
Mm-hmm.
So, welcome back to another edition of Lonely Hearts Cafe. I am Christopher Tracy, and I'm joined tonight, as I am every Tuesday, live by the Honorable Deacon Aloysius Fred Love. And this is what we do. We shoot the breeze. We talk about topics that people send to us, post to us, text to us about relationships. Generally, the topics and situations come from women. So what we try to do is give a man's perspective on shit. Why is this happening? Why did he do this? Why this? Why that? So that's what we do. So, Aloysius, are you ready for the first topic?
I am.
Topic number one. Why do you think it is that women don't get along and that women are jealous, get jealous of one another?
To quote the dude and Baby Boy, they're sensitive creatures. Actually, I think basically they share so much of their own information that they do kind of, they share so much information with their girlfriends that they do kind of get
they bring that
an
shit
attitude
them,
when they come around. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because guys don't really give a fuck, you know, but women, they take their shit to heart, you know.
The baggage is such a waste of time. The baggage that comes with the emotional tug of war is such a waste of time.
Yes, it is. And they carry the confrontational. They're territorial. You know, they claim other people as if they are they actually belong to them. You know. I don't get it, but that's the way it is. You know, I guess they feel that if they've invested time and money with a particular person, they own it. It's almost like a form of slavery, I guess. You know, indentured slavery for sex.
Well, let me see. This is stimulating a memory to emerge from within. Well, I said to boss lady, you know, hypothetically speaking, what if I were to have a friend on the side for those times when you weren't interested in relations or things that you weren't interested in doing? And she said, that would be a violation of our bond. That would be a violation of our trust, of our relationship. And it would take me a long time to trust you again. So that's not acceptable.
Well, I
think that's a little bit possessive.
Well, how would you feel if I was with somebody else?
I said, I wouldn't really care. You know, you don't want to say, I had to say it in a way that it wouldn't hurt her emotionally. But I said, I talk about it all the time on the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would love to know what kind of things Christopher Tracy talks about on the show.
Well, why don't you listen? So I said to her, I say all the time on the show, if my wife is going to do something on the side, I would not care, just as long as I never find out.
It's just a violation of our bond.
So a bond between your body and your soul, or the both of you guys' bodies and your soul?
I guess
and Jesus,
the union. I guess the union. I guess the vow. But my thing is this. Getting back to what you said, that's a little bit possessive. Possessive.
I can't argue with that. This
just because we married.
I mean, people have to understand that you're an individual before you're anything else, you know. And no matter how much you would like to trust other people, even they fucked over Jesus, you know. That's all I'm saying. And they say he was one of the most perfect people on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they made an example out of him all type of ways. So I don't know,
they sure did. Yes.
On to other subject.
If someone had children and they were bad, would you break up with them? I think we've talked about this before, but it was asked again. Would you break up with someone?
You goddamn right.
Why? Why? Why with the quickness?
I don't. I don't like Badass Kiss, man, for a lot of different reasons. You know, they will.
Let me say this. Let me say this because I know my kids listen to the show, particularly my daughters. This may be some harsh shit, but I've been in a harsh kind of mood lately. Last couple weeks, it's been reflecting on the show, but I'm finna say some shit right here. I don't like kids, especially the ones that cry. So, to my children, I'd just like to take this moment to say, congratulations on making it to adulthood. Mm-hmm. Now maybe we could be friends. Damn.
I dig it. Trust me, I do. Because yeah. Spoil the mood. You know, and when, for a single guy to be coming over to a lady's house and she has kids.
You are about and, to say the shit that's on my mind. Preach! Say it.
And you're coming over there with a couple of thoughts in mind. Okay, you want to be romantic.
Damn, you're saying the same shit that's on my mind. Preach!
You want to have sex.
Vanessa
and these badass kids want to run around in front of you, breaking shit, probably taking your glass of juice, drinking out of it.
Drinking
you don't want to go to sleep. They want to stare at you the whole night.
No, don't.
You know, that's not cool.
Nope. So yeah, what I was going to say, damn, you said the same shit I was going to say. I was going to say this. It's extremely rare that a man goes over to a woman's house to say, let's produce some kids. It doesn't work like that. It's for sex.
There's only one woman. And this happened after close to a year. And I said I really wanted to have a child with her. I really wanted to have a kid with her. And I actually did. My first daughter, her mom. Mm-hmm. Okay. But we had been together for a good amount of time, day in, day out. You know what I mean? And so it was a little bit different. She didn't have any other kids, and we were just cool. We bonded. You know, the first conversations lasted all day, all night for months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was a good thing. We really vibed on a lot of different levels. But after that, no. It's real. It's horrible, man. Just to see how some of these kids, I mean, you have to look at, around that time, I guess, Young Thug was conceived around the time my first daughter was conceived. So you have, however his mom showed up and showed out, you know what I mean? And who said to her, you know, I want to have a baby with you and out this motherfucker came. You know what I mean? My point is you have to be real careful with who you lay with, but
indeed,
because you do wind up having kids sometimes. You know, you don't want no strange ass kids walking around here. And like I said, you know, some kids don't go to sleep. They want to see what the fuck you're doing at their house, at their mama house, basically. That's the way they put it.
I think Nikki is listening. I don't mean to cut you off, Aloysius, but Nikki is commenting sidebar, and it's just nice to have her commenting, so it's very good. She says that you should get Glide. You talking about?
Well, I guess I do.
Okay.
So I'll have some for her and I at some point. I think we talked. No, we didn't talk about that, did we? No.
And she said the kids should be asleep before the woman invites the guy over.
They need to be at another house because we will wake the kids up. I do freaky shit. So.
Yep.
I love screaming and moaning and shit like that. You know, but on the other hand, though, I do like the quiet women also. You know, so it's a toss-up. It just depends.
Man. I just want to make this public service announcement, too. I know some of you out there have kids. Some of you out there have small kids. Overrated. Okay? Just want to say that. Put that out there. Sipping on my tea.
Yeah, I don't have a rebuttal to that either, but you know. Some people
now when you
know.
Every every now and then, it used to be more of them than there are now, but every now and then, you meet that cool kid. Like my goddaughter. Like your daughter. You meet the cool kids every now and then. But the cool kids that Christopher Tracy meets are few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that goes into some of the home training, either by the mother or father or by both. You know, and certain times it's just genetic. Certain kids are just fucked up from the beginning, you know.
Amen. Amen. They went from crack babies. See, what happened, here's some logical shit. The crack babies grew up and had kids. So the crack babies were missing some shit, and then they procreated.
Now, that's true.
A friend of mine made a good comment about all this shit, about the new ethnic group that has emerged called niggas. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And what he says totally slipped my mind, so we'll come back to it. But he said, oh, shit, I forgot what he said. It'll come back to me, though. But basically, it was something to the point of there's no moral code. The moral code is gone, and it kind of just eroded over years. Oh, no. Here it is. Ding, 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 ding. The light went off. Lack of diagnosing mental illness. Either not diagnosing mental illness or either misdiagnosing mental illness has resulted in mentally ill people producing children, which are now these motherfuckers that we got to deal with.
Well, back in the day, there was no such thing as really diagnosing mental illness. If they were just crazy, they were just crazy. Shit. That's the part you have to look at also. But you're right. Nowadays, though, they do diagnose it. And they are able to say, well, is there something definitely wrong with you? You take this or you go to this person and you talk about these issues and you should be better. And with Obamacare, that shouldn't be an issue for people to actually go to the doctors and get that shit situated.
But see, you
know, but a lot of people don't.
Getting it situated and getting the shit. But see, what's coming out your dick? What's in your sperm? Genetic.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. If your grandmammy was smoking crack and crazy, and your mama was smoking crack and crazy, 9 times out of 10, at some point you're gonna be smoking crack and crazy. So,
mm-hmm.
And I hate to say it like that because sometimes, well, a high percentage of the time that doesn't happen, but there is a percentage of time that it does. You know, because you're craving something. You know, and after you figure out that mama and grandmama did it, then you're like, hey, I might as well try it too.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a friend, a guy friend. He's in jail now, but he is a, what was it called? His mom was a severe alcoholic, and he developed that
big head shit.
Well, yeah, he has a little ears and big head. Yes, he does. It's not wet brain.
Nicky's
anyway,
you know what that shit is, Nicky? Do you know what it is? Nikki, don't come on the air whispering now. Do you know what it is?
Encephalitis, water on the brain.
No, when the mother's a severe alcoholic and the baby develops, well, is it wet brain for the kid, for the baby too?
It's called fetal alcohol syndrome.
That's
there
what
is.
We want to hear.
That's exactly what he has, and he's like a severe, when he's not in jail or in prison, he's a severe alcoholic also. And he is the strangest person. Like the first time I met him, he was like, oh, you lost weight. It's good. I'll say, bitch, you don't know me. You know, but his mind just functions just differently. You know what I mean?
Nikki.
Yes, sir.
It's your fault.
What's my fault?
the fuck does this shit that Alois is dealing with this friend?
Thought that the baby was born with fetal alcohol syndrome and he grows up and probably was autistic and has Asperger's and his mother did not get him any help because she was drunk too. How is that my fault?
Because you knew all the details.
So that's what I do. But that's not my fault. I don't know these people. He's probably older than me. Shut up.
Nikki, we have some theme music. We have some theme music for you, but it's been so long since we recorded. I'm scared to play it, but here goes. From Fort Myers, Florida, she's a show favorite, a fan favorite. We don't have to say anything to introduce her, because she says it all herself. Here she is, Nikki. I cut it off right in time, didn't I?
That's like one of my favorite songs. So, yeah.
That's my karaoke jam.
Come back, Nikki! Come back! The day of Christmas! What a cry! Cry, cry! Cry, cry! Cry, cry! Cry, cry, cry!
Yeah, there you go.
I'm definitely going to pray for you, but thank you.
I say that all these months. So thank you for joining us and giving an opportunity.
I'm Vanessa, trying to figure out why she... That's how home?
Vanessa's on the line, but she's, maybe she's muted it.
I'm trying to figure out why Sade isn't trying to be my baby mama. Remember Sade the singer?
Yeah, she heard you did not like. Remember when I had the spot on the Alabama? We're telling a little history here. Remember when we were in college and I had the spot on Alabama Avenue, and then we discovered that they were selling growing weed in the park, and we harvested it. Okay, so. I used to listen to Sade every night, and she told me that the reason that she is not your baby mama is because she heard that you don't like women with big foreheads.
Well, that bitch does have a big forehead. But see? She's been bad for a long time. She's been nice built for a long, long time. You know? She seems like a real cool person to kick it with.
If you and Sade were going out on a date, that kind of thing, where would you go?
Everywhere. Anywhere. I would get kinked. I would try to fuck her in somebody's backyard on a trash can, shit like that. Just so I could say, yeah.
Would you do that with her? Would you want to fuck Oprah?
Not really, but for the right. Amount, because Oprah just reminds me of like the elders in my community. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Aloysia.
You know what? When we were going to Florida, I think we were playing that either when we're going to Milwaukee or going to Florida. You used to play that.
Yeah, we're going to Milwaukee.
Yeah, well, I was vibing to that. Yeah,
that was some crazy shit. Remember the girl with the big teeth, all the teeth?
I remember all the fucking Jerry curls. That's what I really remember. I was like, damn,
they're still there. I saw Jerry curl when I was in Milwaukee last weekend.
I'll be there.
Milwaukee is the place where Jerry Carroll's refuse to die.
Wow.
A love like that won't last.
She is cool, people. What's the next subject?
All right. Aloysius just wants me to move on. Okay, so the next subject, we talked about bad kids. We talked about women being jealous of each other. Oh.
I missed the topic about the women being jealous of each other. I didn't hear any responses.
Why is it that women are jealous of each other and can't get along?
Yeah, I know. I made a comment on Facebook, but I didn't hear y'all's response or anybody else. Did anybody respond to that?
Oh, no. Go. What was your comment?
Oh, it's on Facebook. Anyway, my comment was, and I believe I heard Aloysius say something like it, but we grew up, you know, or in this world, it was a polygamous society, okay?
Yes!
I think, anyway, so girls are always, you know, that's all you see on TV. Everybody's a princess. Everybody's getting married. Everybody, you know, we aspire to have our education and things now more so. But back then it was all about find you a husband and have him take care of you. Okay, well, here's the deal. There's not necessarily I'm competing with you and I don't like you, but I'm looking for the top man. I'm looking for the best man who is fit for the job, and so are you. And the problem is men are few and far in between of the best. So we are all vying for the same dude pretty much, and that just causes, you know, friction. But it's not so much that we just bred to hate each other. It's just that we're all trying to fight for the same small batch of men.
Aloysius,
I hear that.
Do you agree with that? I think those were some valid points. I can humble you.
I don't have any argument about that.
Do you think there's a shortage of men, Nikki? Vanessa, feel free to jump in. I see you on the line, but I don't know if you're commenting. But do you feel that there's a shortage
of
men?
As of the last census, we were 50.5 and 51% on this earth. So there is not a shortage of men. There is a shortage of appropriate men.
I dig that because I know I ain't shit. So.
There you have it.
And I'm happy with it.
Aloysius, have you been on any dates in the past week?
Have I?
You've been dating a lot lately for someone who, you know, was putting the relationship situation on hold.
I don't think that I did this past week. I'm not really for sure. I can't remember. Apparently, it wasn't about anything because I'm not doing a second date, apparently. Right. So I don't think that I did, though.
Okay. So here's another topic. And this came from social media. And then, ironically, my wife brought it up this evening when I asked her if she had a topic. She has a coworker who is doing this right now. So the same topic, brought up two different times today. So here we go. Is it acceptable for a woman to date the friend of her ex, a relative of her ex? No, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Is it okay for a woman to date her relative's ex?
I don't give a fuck.
Men don't give a fuck. That's what. So in the topic earlier, and what I was listening to earlier, they were saying that men don't give a fuck. Nikki, what do you think about that?
I think Aloysius was 100% right. Y'all don't care, and there's a growing percentage of women who don't care. However, okay, you're not just dealing with you in that relationship with that dude. You dealing with, now you got your family. They all hate you. They all looking at you sideways. You know, his family, like, oh, she another one in the family, the new jump off. I mean, it's just, if you can deal with the outside stuff, then I guess if you and him were made for each other, I mean, maybe he liked your DNA. Maybe it's just in your family. He liked the family. I mean, he's trying to find the right one in this family. You know, I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I would not do it because I could not go to the family reunion looking at my cousin and I'm with her ex-boyfriend and we all booed up. No, it'd be uncomfortable.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why you don't go to the family reunion.
So she would never be in that primary spot. She'd never be in that preferred place.
Right.
Yeah, you would never go anywhere that has anything to do with your family because nobody's going to be okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nikki, you have a brother, and I don't know if your brother ever had one. So if he, I'm not saying he did. But if your brother did have a jump off, since you introduced that term, let me ask you this.
My brother did have a jump off, and she stalked me.
And what?
She stalked me.
She stalked you because she wanted to get in good, or she stalked you?
Yes.
Because
she when he broke up with her, she stalked me. She started buying jewelry for my. First of all, that's how I met her. I thought she was just a customer, and then my brother come and tell me, don't mess with her. I'm like, why? She spends a lot of money at my shop or whatever. And he's like, yeah, right. And then when I called her about something, she made it seem like she didn't know. And because she was like, oh, I live in Tampa. I was like, oh, my brother lives in Tampa. And she's like, oh, really? What's your brother's name? And I'm like, Kenny. And she's just like, oh, my God, is that your brother? Oh, I'm like, yeah, you shady. So, yes, she stalked me. But moving on to his jump off, what do you want to say?
That's what I wanted to know. When a female, a sister, sees the jump off coming through, the new jump off, the latest jump off, what does the sister think? Because the jump off is a relatively new term. So let's go back 10, 15 years ago. What did you all think? Because I know, I think you, Nikki, Aloysius' sister, and my sister are all cut from the same mold. So I just want to know from you all's perspective, when you guys saw the jump offs come through, what did you all think?
Well, first, I didn't know she was a jump off. I told you she was my customer for a while that I thought was just an organic meetup. No, but let me tell you, I'm in a very different situation because my brother's like, don't talk to her. My mother's like, don't talk to her. She's crazy. You know what? I would like to say she was crazy if my brother didn't go back as of last month and still trying to get with her, and she's still buying stuff from me. So I got to lose out on money and possibly my reputation because you can't keep your dick in your pants is beyond me. My brother has a girlfriend. He lives with his girlfriend, you know. But this chick keeps, well, whatever. He keeps going back. I mean, I saw her myself. She's gorgeous. It is what it is. You know,
the jump off is gorgeous.
The jump off looks better than the girlfriend, better.
But she's still a hoe, though, right?
I wouldn't call her a hoe. I wouldn't. I would not call her a hoe because she is calling me crying over my brother. She doesn't want to be the jump off. She wants to be the wife.
Could she ever have favored positioning or favored position in your eyes?
To me. Unfortunately, yes. I like her better than I like the girlfriend. She's Greek. I mean, from breed of people. And so I connect with her on a different level way before I knew he was screwing her. So it's like I got to delete all that relationship. So my situation's a little different. So, yes, I still talk to her. And every time I come to St. Pete, we go out to dinner at least once. I'm sorry. Yes, she wants to sit and talk about my brother, and I tell her I don't want to talk about it. That ain't my problem. And we move on. But she wants to be with him really bad.
Yeah, my sister would be like, she's just a hoe. You need to leave her the fuck alone.
Yeah. But I didn't know her first. You know, what if you met her before you found out, you know, she was a jump off?
Apparently you didn't hear me. My sister would tell you quick that she's a hoe. Okay. Quickly. And
well,
then give me the stupid face.
Well, I'm going to say it real quick. My brother's a hoe. He really is. I mean, let's just keep it
there. You have it.
Yep.
Is this
a hoe
confession?
Hmm?
Are y'all confessing or talking about other people?
I'm most definitely talking about my brother.
I used to be a hoe.
I'm pretty sure I'm still a hoe. So.
Right. Y'all are funny. Y'all are funny. It's a sticky web, though. You got to be careful because some of these quote-unquote jump offs are crazy. That's why I tell these men, these married men who be messing around with these women and their wives don't know, and they lie about it. And I'm like, no. What? I could be crazy. Your wife could be crazy. Everybody putting their life in danger for some ass is too much for me.
Pretty much.
That's true.
It affects your whole family. My mother just got back into the dating scene, and she was talking to some dude, and she found out he was married. Okay, well, here we go down the line. She's still talking to him. I said, Mama, this doesn't just affect you. What if the crazy lady, you know, she wanted, they mess with your whole family. She want to burn the house down. Next thing you know, she had my job. She keying my car. I mean, they go with whoever they can. I've been that wife. I'm telling you, that's not what you want to mess with.
What do you mean you've been that wife?
My husband stepped out, way out, for a period of time, and I found out after the fact with somebody that I knew, okay? So, yes, I needed to talk to her. She refused to answer the phone. I tried to come at her nicely. She didn't answer the phone. She wouldn't meet up with me until I showed up at her mama's house. Now I'm in front of your mama's house. Are you going to come outside or no? She came out.
She did?
Yes.
She
called police, but she came out.
Now, why did you go to see her?
You know what? Honestly, I really wasn't going to see her. I was taking my husband his work clothes because I know he had to go to work the next day, and I didn't want him back at my house. So I was looking out for him because he cannot lose his job. He needed to have his work clothes, so I took him to her house or her parents' house.
Okay.
I wasn't going. See, this is the thing about bitches, too. And that's why even if you are married and you go cheat, don't tell your jump off anything about your wife or anything about your family because they take that information and they run with it. This happened, know what I do professionally, so she know I'm not going to kill her because I can't go to jail.
They don't necessarily know that.
No, she knows. She knows everything about me. She was a lady I knew. But that's what I'm saying. More so, my husband runs his mouth too much, and all his hoes, because there was more than one, knew who I was. And it's like, why are you telling your bitches, why y'all talking about me? Obviously, I'm the problem. Talk about her.
Maybe he was proud of you. That might be why he...
He should be proud of me, because he dates secretary bitches. He likes the $8 an hour hoes, and so he should be proud of me, but it doesn't matter.
He dates what bitches?
Secretary bitches, front desk hoes. That's what he likes. So. Bitches who live with their parents.
Because I was about to say secretaries are some of the finest motherfuckers on there, but no, just
so
say they just live with their parents in there.
We know what she's saying, but the thing is, Okay, so let's go back to this. What's wrong with him wanting a secretary bitch or a front desk hoe that lives with her parents as long as he's not trying to make her number one? What's wrong with him having that as a side?
I mean, I can tell you all kinds of things that's retardedly wrong. I wouldn't want to do that. I mean, who cheats down? I mean, what's the point?
I think 85% of the people in America cheat down.
You know what? I had
an
ex tell me a long time ago, an ex-girlfriend, she said, if a man is going to cheat with somebody who can afford to do for you what you're doing with them.
Nope.
Good point, but they're few and far between.
Yeah.
There's always going to be some hurdle.
She said, don't be, you know, her friend, what was happening at the time was her friend, her best friend was going through a divorce because the husband had cheated. Now, this is the time of the night where my wife thinks the dog can talk back to her if you all hear something in the background. Okay. So anyway, the friend's husband was cheating. And she said, the woman I was dating at the time, she said, why do men fly women around? Take them out of town, take them on trips. Find you a woman that can afford to fly you around, take you on a trip, or can afford to pay her own way. Because if you're taking money out of this household, you're taking something away from us.
Well, then that's when you need to ask yourself, then you should stop cheating, because you're the one who's married. So she's doing you a favor, okay? Obviously, she has something that you want. So you need, fine, she can do all this, that, and the third, but up front, you need to realize who has the upper hand, and it's not really you. She's doing you a favor, and you need to think about that.
Do you think cheating is wrong? Having been that wife.
Yes, I think cheating is wrong if you don't tell her. I mean, shit, just tell your wife, I'm bored. This is what I want to do. This is my lifestyle. I'm a historical polygamist. I can't help it. It's the Bible that's got me to it. I don't know, but it's different when your wife doesn't know and you doing all this bad shit, and then money start getting missing, and then that's where all the funny stuff gets in. That's where the problems lie.
So if your husband has said to you, I like front desk hoes, I like secretary,
it
would have been okay.
Yes. No, it would have been okay for me to make my decision. Stay in this or to leave. Give me a choice. You had a choice. You chose to step out. When you're married and you're in a relationship, you're making decisions for both her life and yours. So if you're going to do that and you're going to do it right, let her know. Some women might be like, okay, yeah, I know a couple women who's like, yeah, my husband has a side piece, but as long as he brings it home and we ain't hungry and I'm going on trips and I'm spending money and if purses make you happy, then they cool with that.
Yeah,
and that's not nothing new. I mean, my grandmother was freaking, oh, God, don't even get me started. That was like the thing back in the 70s. That's his side piece. I'm his wife.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
You know.
Did y'all hear the whole warrant? We're getting ready to wrap up, but and Nikki, it's nice to have you joining us. Nice to hear your voice. But did you guys hear the Warren Sapp arrest video? Audio video?
Crazy.
This dude sat here and told the whole thing. Nikki, have you heard it?
No, he's not the dude who smacked the chick on the elevator, is he?
He had the two prostitutes.
I didn't hear that.
I'll just repeat to you what's been told to me, and then you...
Can you hear it? Can you guys hear it?
You met two young ladies in a bar at the hotel. They came back up to your room.
Can you guys hear that?
Well, just give them the general, you know.
So he met two women at the bar. They performed dance.
Okay.
He says they didn't give him a dance.
Just straight oral sex.
He got oral sex from one of the ladies.
Wife?
No, he's talking to the police.
Oh.
To the police.
And, the blowjob was performed with a condom.
He had a condom on while she was getting a blowjob.
At one point, he
I'm going to get better audio, and then we'll get into that next week. But I can't believe the man sat there and told the whole story of what happened. And then the woman asked for a $200 tip, and he said, nope. And then that's when they called the police. Now, Aloysius.
He's a dumbass. Yes, the prostitute called the police.
And then I don't see the point of him telling the whole story to the police.
I really don't either. It's his job to figure it out.
So he can clear up the fact that, no, I did not rape this hoe, and she cannot come back and try to sue me.
They didn't claim rape. We'll get into it next week. They didn't claim rape. They claimed that, they were dumb, too. They claimed that... I don't know. But it wasn't a rape situation. It was a situation where either they claimed that he reneged on $200 or he got physical and pushed them out of the room. That's what it was. But he wasn't charged with assault. He was charged with soliciting. And he didn't give the extra $200 because there were two women. He was taking pictures of one giving him head, and the other one wanted to leave the room. So he said, okay, you can go in the bathroom or whatever while she finishes what she's doing. So he told her he wanted some pussy. So she was going to give him some pussy, but she said, well, you got to tip me $200. So he said, I gave you $300. I gave your girl $300, and she ain't even doing nothing. And now you asking for another $200? Please. And that's when the shit broke down.
And now he's going through all that for $200. He could have just gave the $200 and been done with it. He wasn't going to miss that $200.
Especially since he's an ex-NFL player. He's a Hall of Famer. And he was an analyst with ESPN or NFL Network, making $1.5 million a year. And, of course, NFL Network fired him after this.
I swear. And there we go. That's my point right there where I said, you need to pay because they have the upper hand. Now you done lost your job for $200. And that's what I'm saying. You don't want to take her on no trip because she can afford it herself? She's calling your wife. She's going to the job. This is what I'm saying. You don't have the upper hand. The prostitute's got the upper hand. You done lost your whole life for $200. Sad.
Yep.
So the moral of my story, and I'm done, treat your jump off and your side pieces with respect. Regardless of how much money she makes, remember that she is doing you a favor, not the other way around. Message.
I hear that.
All right. And with that, Aloysius, you want to wrap up tonight?
Oh, it's from the Stone Cold Groove. Take care of you and or yours.
Thank you.
May blessings shower upon you continually, everyone. And that's basically it.
And I echo the same things that the Honorable Deacon Aloysius Forever Love has said. It has been a pleasure being with you all tonight. I know we ran a little bit over, but sometimes those sermons are just fiery, and they stimulate our spirits in a way to take us to another level. We certainly thank Nikki for joining us tonight, blessing this service with her presence. And we also thank Vanessa's spirit for hovering amongst us, even though she didn't say a goddamn word the entire time. I did hear a laugh once or twice, though. So with that, I say to you, thank you to you and yours. Thank you to everyone for joining us. A few programming notes. We do have Cafe Mahogany tomorrow night. And Selma Toro's baseball will start May 3rd. So, Aloysius, thank you. Take care of you and your family. And we'll chat next week. Y'all know we're still on the air. I just haven't ended it. But I'll end it now. the whole music play out. Well, here we go.
This is Shanita Jones of Jones County and Tax Services, and you're listening to Teen Broadcasting.
That's the wrong damn thing. But okay, bye.
Peace.